सर्वेभ्यो नमस्कारः। अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः स्त्री प्रत्यय प्रकरणे अष्टादशः पाठः, मार्च् मासस्य पञ्चमः दिनाङ्कः। एनाक्षरसमां नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। I have to finish the class slightly early today, so we'll straightly go into the Kaumudi. We have done 60 sutras of Ashtadhyayi, so there are 20 more which are concerned with Stri Pratyayas, nearly 20, 27 or something, which we'll cover in the next 2 weeks or something. So continuing with the Nish sutras, we saw Piyoga Rakhyayam, where and Indra Varuna, where Nish is given for words which are in Pullinga, where the yogic artha applies to the Pullinga and it refers to this tree because of her association with the man or the male part. So the next sutra which gives Nish is Kritat Karana Purvat. Two words. अन्यतो नीश इत्यतः नीश इति अनुवर्तते। क्रीतांतात् अदंतात् करणादेः स्त्रियां नीश स्यात्। क्रीतांतात्, सो अ वर्ड प्रातिपदिक विच इज एंडिंग इन क्रीता, करणादेः एंड बिगिन्स विद अ करण, व्हिच इज क्रीता इज बॉट, सो बॉट विथ व्हाट, सो करण, देयर इज अ करण फॉर क्रीता, यू कैन बाय थिंग्स विथ मनी और विथ सम अदर vastu, so on. So, what was it bought with? Iti karanadehe. So, if there is a pratipadika which begins with the karana and ends in krita and is adanta, because I mean this. So, in strilinga we will have nish. Vastrakriti iti udaharanam diyate. Vastrena krita. So, that which was bought with cloth, because you give cloth and buy something in return. So that is Vastra Kriti. So here, if you look at the Vakhyana in Vastra Kriti, he takes up a question of how this is Adanta. Right? This is an important, I mean, there is an important paribhasha which applies, which he brings into picture. Nanu vastrena krita iti tabantena vigrahe kartrakarane krita buhulam iti samasatmakam pratipadikam adantameva. Vastrena krita iti vigraha, which was bought with this. So now we have vastrena krita, vastrena is tritiya vibhakti and krita, kartrakarane krita buhulam itrena tritiya tatpurusha samasaha. The Karta and Kartravachaka and Karanavachaka will combine with Tanta or Kridanta. So, you have Vastrena Krita. If you look at the Alaukika Vigraha Vakya, that is Vastra Ta, Sutiya Ekosana Pratesta, and Krita is an Akaranta Prativitika like Rama, and you have Su. If you remove the Su Pratyas by Supodhatu Prativitika Yohu, you have Vastra Krita. So this ends in akara and not in sasvakara. So how do you say this is adanta? So note it very clearly that Dikshitar mentions the adanta in the sutrartha and gives an example as this. So how is it possible? Nanu vatrena krita iti tabantena vigrahe kartrakarane krita bhulam iti samasatmakam pratipadikam adantam eva natu adantam. So it is not adanta, raswakaranta, it is akaranta. Iti katham atra nish iti chet satyam samasasya tavat alaukika vigraha vakyam prakritihi. So there is two kinds of vigraha vakya and a samasa. We will see this when we come into the samasa prakarana, but as a general thing, what we say in words, that is the vigraha vakya is the split of the samasa or the explanation. So when I'm saying Vastrena Krita, that is a Laukika Vigraha Vakya. That is which makes sense in the world, which is completely meaningful. But we also have another vigraha vakya, which we call the Shastriya vigraha vakya or the Alaukika vigraha vakya, where we give the words of the samasa with their prakriti and pratyaya. Say vastra, ta, krita, su. That will be the Alaukika vigraha vakya. So samasasya tavat Alaukika vigraha vakyam prakritihi. Vastra bhis iti sthite. Gati kara kopa padanam krudhisvaha samasavacharam prak subutpattehe iti paribhashaya subutpattehe prageva kita shabdena samase subodhatu pratipalikayohu iti subluki vastakrita iti pratipalikasya adantatvam nirbadham iti bhavaha. So he says, what generally happens in samasa is subanta combines with subanta. So when I am saying ragyaha purushaha, it is Rajan, Nas, Purusha, Su. Right? So both words are Subantas. So always the combination is between Subantas, you remove the Supratyaya and then you do the Samasa. But there is an exception to this. There is this Paribhasha, Gati Karaka Upapadanam Kridhihi Saha Samasa Vachanam. When a Gati, Karaka or an Upapada is combining with a Kridanta. Here in this case it's a karaka. We're saying it is a karana karaka, right? Vastrena krita. Vastra is karana, the instrument for buying. Okay. So vastrena krita iti karakasya kridvihi kridantena saha samasaha subutpatehe prak. The kridanta will remain in its prakriti form and not in the subanta. That is, in this particular case, it will not be vastra. Ta or bhis, whatever, I mean, pulinga, ekavachana or bahuvachana. Vastra ta krita su iti nabhavati. That is not the vigraha vakya. Krita. The krita is suvanta, right? Raikrama. So remember, strilingas, you have krita as the akaranta pratipadika. You add supratyaya to it, krita su. Anantaram supratyasya lopaha halgyabhyo dirghasudhisya pratam halyiti. So krita iti prathamaika vachane rupam kintu atra tatha rupam nabhavati. Just even you go to a stage which is earlier, there is kri dhatu hasti kta pratyaha nishtha pratyaha nishtha iti sutrena. So krita iti bhavati, krita iti sthite ajajatashtap iti nena tap pratyaha anantaram supratyaha yojaniyaha. First there is krita, which is rasvakaranta. Then you have to add tap and then you add sup and then it becomes krita. Now the samasa will take at the just kridanta stage before subutpatti and before tap utpatti. Okay. So when it takes place before, you have just krita as a rasvakaranta and not dirgha akaranta. So at that stage, because of this paribhasha, gatikaraka upapadana prudhvisvaha samasavacharam prak subutpattehe iti paribhashaya subutpattehe prageva krita shabdena samase. So now you have vastra, ta or bhis, krita, which is a rasvakaranta. Krita shabdena samase supodhatu pratiparikayoho iti subluki vastra krita iti pratiparikasya adantatvam nirbadham. So that is akahasva akaranta. Etacha punyoga rakhyayam iti sutre bhashye spashtam. So tarhi dhanakrita ityatrapi nish syad ityata aha. So there is dhanakrita, another word. Kvachin na dhanakrita iti mule diyate. Kvachin, in some places this sutra will not apply. That is, nish is not added to krita, which is preceded by karana. Okay. Dhanakrita is very similar to vastrakriti. Right? Vastrena krita iti yatha vastrakriti iti bhavati. Tatha dhanena krita dhanakriti iti bhavet. Kvachinna. In some cases, this sutra will not apply. Why? Again, I should continue with the vyakhyana. Tarhi dhanakrita ityatrapi nish syad ityata aha kvachinneti. Kartrakarane krita bahulam iti bahula grahanena gatikara gopapadanam ityasya kvachid apravetyam avagamat iha subantena samasaha. So he says, the Kartrakarana Kata Bahulam is a, because there is a Bahula. Right? So wherever there is Bahula Grahana, Bahula Grahana is not a simple option. Right? It does not say the sutra is optional. It does many different things. Kachit pravrattihi, kachit apravrattihi, kachit vibhasha, kachit anyadeva. So there are many things that the Bahula Grahana controls. So he says the Bahula in Kartrakarane Krita Bahulam, it makes sure that the Gatikara Popavadanam, the Paribhasha, will not apply in some cases. Okay, which are those cases? You have to know by Shishta Prayoga. So there is no. So where Gatikara Kopavaganam does not apply, Kartakarane Krita Bahulam iti Bahula Grahanena, Gatikara Kopavadanam ityasya, Kvachit Apravrityavagamat, Iha Subantena Samasaha. So in cases where there is no niche, we say that it is a samasa with Subanta, not with plain Krit. So the general rule is, Kriddhissa Samasasanam Prak Subutpatteha. But in a few special cases like this, we say samasa is with subanta. Tatra cha supaha prageva, but before adding sup, antarangatma tapi sati. The linga, because we are saying dhanena krita, you have krita, before you add sup to it, you should add the tap also. Tap or the linga bodhaka pratyaya is considered antaranga to supratyaya. So, supaha prageva antarangatvat tapi sati, tataha supi, and then you add sup, tabanta prasutika subantena samase. So, the samasa is with krita, the subanta, after adding tap and sup. Subluki, dhana krita shabdasya adantatva bhavat na nish ityarthaha. Evamcha. Ataha ityanuprutehe etat prayojanam ityuktam bhavati. So, why are we taking this ataha throughout the three pratyaya? I mean, why is this ataha taken as an anuprutti here? He is to explain some usages like dhanakrita where niche is not applying. So, these sutras you will understand better when we have studied the samasa prakarana. I mean, when you know the samasa and the paribhasas associated with it, you will understand it better, but always it is good to have Shravana Samskara earlier. I mean, if you have heard of these sutras earlier, when you actually study them in samasa, they will make more sense. So, that is about Krita Karana Purvat. The next sutra is Ktad Alpakhyayam. The two words, Krita Karana Purvat iti anuvartate. Yes, very soon. You have a question? Okay. And where is it in Karana Purva? Ikta, Ikta, 568, okay. Karana Purva. Purva Shabdahahi Avayava Vachanaha Samasa Pratipadikancha Anya Pada Avayava Vachanaha. Karana Purvat. Oh, he is saying Vigrahe Mabhut. When you are saying a Vigraha, that is what I mean. When you are saying Gava Krita in the Vigraha Vakya, there is still you have Krita is the Pada, and before that you have the Gava or Karana. Right? I mean, it could also have been Vastrena Krita. He is saying, in the Vigraha Vakya, why are you not having Nish is his question. Ityadi Vigrahe. Even in the Vigraha Vakya, you have Karana as the Pura, as in, not as the Purva Pada technically. That is why he defines what is Purva Pada. So, Purva means you have before it. You have Krita, the word Krita. Before that word, you have the Karana. So, in the Vigraha Vakya, why don't we have Nish is the question. So, what is it? In Karana Purva, the thing, Gava Krita, Ashwena Krita, Ityadi Vigrahe, Mabhut. Purva Shabdohi Avayava Vachanaha. So the Karana Purva, the word Purva there refers to the Avayava. That is the Purvavayavaha. Yasya Pratipadikasya Purvavayavaha Karanam. When you have two separate words, it is not a Purva Avayava. It is just one word, a separate Pratipadika. So, Purva Shabdohi Avayava Vachanaha. Samasa pratipadikam cha anyam ratha. Kasya avayavaha pratipadikasya. Samasa bhutam yat pratipadikam asti. Kasya purvavayavaha yatra karanam bhavati. Karanam purvam yasmin pratipadike. So there is one pratipadika in which karana is the purvapada. So tadinam karana purvam tasmat. So in a vigraha vakya this sutra will not apply. It will apply only in the samasta pada. Okay, so next, Ktad Alpakhyaya, Karanadehe, Karanapurvatityanu vartate, Karanadehe, Ktantat, Adantat, Triyam Nishtyad Alpatve Dyotye. So this is a general thing which will apply to any Ktanta. The Purva, the first earlier sutra was only for the word Krita. This can apply to any Ktapratyaya. Alpatve Dyotye, but there is another condition that the samasa should indicate that the quantity is very small. Okay. So, an example he gives is abhralipti dyauhu. Abhrena lipta ityarthaha. So, it is scattered with clouds. Okay. Abhrena lipta. But the clouds, that is the meaning. The direct meaning is abhraihi lipta. Abhra is a cloud. So that which is, it has clouds. Now, because we are having Nish, Nish is Alpatve Dyotye. It means the number of clouds is very less. Otherwise there are only a few clouds. So that additional sense is conveyed by Nish. Because the Nish is given only in Alpakhya. Alpakhyaya meva Nish. So Abhraihi Alpaihi Achanna ityartha. So covered by only a few clouds. Or abhaihi ishadachanna, slightly covered by clouds. It is not completely cloudy, just there are a few clouds here, dotted with clouds. So, alpakhya api nish pratyayam dyotyate. If it is fully covered, that is if there are many clouds, it would have been abhralipta, abhaihi lipta, abhralipta. When there is nish, it indicates this alpakhya. Alpakhyayam kim? Chandana lipta angana. Chandanena lipta. Chandana lipta. Woman who has decorated herself with the paste, sandal paste. Okay. So she will not use less amount of it. She has completely used it for her decoration. So she is completely covered with it. There is no alpakhya. It is not traces of chandana. She is completely and well decorated with the sandal paste. So there is no alpakhya here. So there is no nish. There will be tap. The next sutra, Bahuvrihe Shanto Dattat. Srini Padani Santi, Bahuvrihe Cha Anto Dattat. So nish ityo anuvartate, ktat ityo anuvartate. Bahuvrihe hai ktantat antodattat adantat striyam nishtyat. So, aktanta, abahuvrihi, which is ktapratyanta, and which is antodatta. If it is hasakaranta, there will be nish. Jatipurvant iti vaktavyam is a vartika here. So, the vartikakara says, it is not just ktanta, it should also be jatipurva, the first word, the purvapada, should be a jati vachaka. So jati will again be defined
bit later. Dati rastri vishayana ke sutra jati lakshanam diyate. So it should be a dati vachaka pada. Tena. Because of it. Bahu nai su kala sukhadi purvan na. So there are these words. Okay. So these are all not jati vachaka. Look at the vyakhyana, I forgot to include it. Tena iti pratike jati purvad iti visheshena bahvadi purvad nangish. So if these are the purvapada, bahu, nai, su, kala, sukhadi, etc. Verses belong to the sukhadi gana. Sukhadi bhyakatrivedanayam ityatra sukhadi gana patitaha. So sukhadi is a class of words which are given in the sutra. Sukhadi bhyakatrivedanayam. Jati kala sukhadibhyo nachhadanatkto akritamita pratipannaha iti naisubhyam iti bahor naimaduttara parabhumni iti cha tanta bahu vrihau antodatta vidhayakani. So this is a reference. Why is he saying this? This is because there are these three sutras. Jati kala, naisubhyam and bahor naivata which give antodatta for the bahu vrihi. Tanta bahu vrihi will be antodatta. So even if they are antodatta, even if that bahuvrihi happens to be antodatta, nish will not apply here. Why? They are not jati vachakas. Bahu, nai, su, kala, etc. are not jati vachakas. Atayeva atra jati purvaditi vaktavyam iti vaktika balat atra nish na bhavati ityarthaha. Atra jati purvad ityukte hai bahvadi purvasya antodattatve api arthat paryudasaha iti bhavaha. So to exclude those words, we have, Dvatrikakara has added the condition that it should be jati purva. So, uru bhinni iti udaharanam. Uru bhinnau ityasa iti vigraha. Uru bhinnau asanyaktau vyasyaha iti vigraha. Jati kala sukhadibhyaha ityadi sutrena antodatta medam. So this has antodatta by a swara sutra. So this is a bahuvrihi, this is taprattayanta, jati purva, and it has antodatta. So you have nish and it will be urubhini. Neha bahukrita. Vahavaha kritaha yaya sa iti vigrahe. Since it is bahu purvat na, when there is bahu is the purvapada, there is no nish. Here it will be ta and the form is bahu krita. So bahu krita iti bahavaha kritaha yaya iti vigraha. Akrita, sukrita, masayata, sukhayata, dukhayata iti cha bhashye pratyudahratam. The, what he is saying, bahu nai sukala sukhadi, he is giving one example for it. Bahu purvat na bhavati, bahu krita. Evam nai purvat na kritam yayasa iti vigrahe akrita iti bhavati. Evam su iti je sukrita masayata kala purvasya udaharanam sukhadinam udaharanam asti sukhayata dukhayata. So if any of these words are in the purvapada, there is no nish. There is any other jati vachaka, there will be nish. Because if there is any other word and the bahuvrihi happens to be antodatta, there is nish. Jatantat na iti agrayam vatikam. Danta jata iti udaharanam. Dantaha jataha yasyaha. So small child has just teeth has broken. So danta jata iti samasaha. So here even though danta jata is antodatta vahuvrihihi tantam sarvamakti tathapi anena vatikena nishiddhatvate nish nabhavati. Panigrihiti bharyayam. So there is this word panigrihiti which is derived by the sutra. Panihi grihitaha yatyaha sa. She whose hand was held. So the vatikakara, the nish is given by the sutra, but the vatikakara is limiting the sense in which the word has to be used. पाणिगृहीति इति भार्यायां भार्या इत्यर्थे एव पाणिगृहीति इति ईश् प्रत्ययः भवति इत्यर्थः। पाणिः गृहीतः यस्याः इति पाणिगृहीता अन्या इट् इस् सम् अदर् वुमन् whose hand is just held. I mean, it is not when the Panigrahana is the Vidhivat Panigrahana, that is Vivaha. Tada eva nish bhavati ityartha. Panigrahiti ityukte bharya ityeva arthaha. Kevalam tasyaschana kriyaha panihi adigrahitaha. Tada panigrahita iti tapeva bhavati nish na bhavati. नेक्स्ट सूत्र अस्वांग पूर्वपदाद् वा द्वे पदे स्तः नीश इति अनुवर्तते तात् इति अनुवर्तते बहुव्रीहेश्चान्तोदात्तात् इत्यपि अनुवर्तते। अस्वांगं यत् पूर्वपदं तस्मात् परं यत् तान्तं तदन्तात् बहुव्रीहेः नीश वा स्यात्। सुनीशः विकल्पः विधीयते अनेन सूत्रेण पूर्वसूत्रेण बहुव्रीहेश्चान्तोदात्तात् इत्यनेन नित्यं नीश् विहितः। तत्र यदि पूर्वपदम् अस्वाङ्गं स्वाङ्गभिन्नं भवति स्वाङ्ग इस् एन् आर्गन् अगेन् द नेक्स्ट् सूत्र विल् गिव् द डेफिनेशन् आफ् स्वाङ्ग फर् नो स्वाङ्ग तस्य अङ्गं स्वाङ्गम्। अस्वाङ्गं यत् पूर्वपदं यदि पूर्वपदं स्वाङ्गं न भवति अत एव उदाहरणं किं दत्तम् ऊरुभिन्नी ऊरु इस् अ स्वाङ्ग दन्तजाता इति प्रत्युदाहरणं दत्तं तत्रापि स्वाङ्गत्वम् अस्ति। सो यत्र पूर्वपदम् अस्वाङ्गं स्वाङ्गं न भवति तस्मात् परं यत् क्तान्तम् अगेन् देर् रक्तप्रत्ययान्त तदन्तात् बहुव्रीहेः नीश् विकल्पेन भवति। इफ् इट् इस् अ स्वाङ्ग नीश् इस् कम्पल्सरि नित्यं नीश् भवति यदि स्वाङ्गं न तर्हि विकल्पेन नीश् भवति। सुरापीति सुरापीता सुरापीता ययासा इति बहुव्रीहिः पीता इति तान्तमस्ति अन्तोदात्तत्वमस्ति सुरा इति न स्वाङ्गम् इट् इस् नाट् एन् आर्गन् सो देर् इस् एन् आप्शनल् नीश् गिवन् बै द सूत्र अस्वाङ्गपूर्वपदाद्वा नीशि सति सुरापीति इति रूपम् ईशः भावे सुरापीता इति अन्तोदात्तात् किं बहुव्रीहेश्च अन्तोदात्तात् इत्यतः अन्तोदात्तात् इति पदम् अत्रापि अनुवर्तते। किमर्थं वस्त्रच्छन्ना वस्त्रं छन्नं यस्य सा इति विग्रहे अनाच्छादनात् इति उदात्तनिषेधः सो अनाच्छादनादेव उदात्तत्वं भवति इदम् आच्छादनं वस्त्रम् आच्छादनम् अतः अत्र उदा अन्तोदात्तत्वं न भवति अन्तोदात्तस्य निषेधः। अत एव पूर्वेणापि नीश् दट् इस् वै इवन् बै द प्रीवियस् सूत्र बहुव्रीहेश्च अन्तोदात्तात् वि विल् नाट् हाव् नीश् नीदर् द प्रीवियस् सूत्र नाट् दिस् वन् विल् अप्लै सिन्स् इट् इस् नाट् अन्तोदात्त। नेक्स्ट् सूत्र स्वाङ्गाच्चोपसर्जनात् असंयोगोपधात् चत्वारि पदानि सन्ति स्वाङ्गात् च उपसर्जनात् असंयोगोपधात् ईश् इति अनुवर्तते अस्वाङ्गपूर्वपदाद्वा इत्यतः वा इति अनुवर्तते। असंयोगोपधम् उपसर्जनं यत् स्वाङ्गं तदन्ताद् अदन्तात् प्रातिपदिकात् ईश् वा ईश् भवति। So, swangam, there is a swangavachaka, which is asanyogopadha. The upadha does not have a sanyoga. And the swangavachaka is an upasarjana. So, tadantat, adantat, pratipadika. So, if there is an akaranta pratipadika ending in such a swanga, there is an optional ish. Keshan atikranta. So, this need not be a bahuvrihi. Right? It is just an upasarjana. So to indicate that, he gives the example of tatpurusha. Kesha atikranta iti tatpurusha samasaha. So atikesha iti pratipadikam. So kesha is a swanga. right? Kesha hairs are treated as smanga. There is no sanyoga in the upadha. Sh, shakaraha upadhayamasti, sanyoga nasti. And it is upasarjana. Kesha natikranta ityatra, kesha shabdasya upasarjanatvam asti. So, tadantat, adantat, pratipadikat, vikalpena nish, atikeshi, atikesha, iti rupadvayam. Chandramukhi, chandramukha, ayantu bahuvrihi. Chandraha eva mukham yasyaha, iti bahuvrihau. Upasarjanam, mukham, svangam, asanyogopadham, upasarjanam. Ataha, tasmad adantat, pratipadikat, vikalpena nish bhavati, chandramukhi, ityapi sadhu. Chandramukha yapi chatu. Sanyogo padhattu sugulpha. Shobhanaha gulpha isya sa. Gulpha is ankle. So gulpha is a swanga. It is an upasarjana. Shobhanau gulphau isya sa iti samase. Upasarjanatvamapi asti. Kintu upadhaya lakara phakara yohu sanyoga asti. So the upadha of the word gulpha contains sanyoga in the upadha. Because of that there is no nish here. Form will be sugulpha. Upasarjanat kim. So upasarjanam api bhavet iti uttam. Shikha asti. So, if it is anupasarjana, so shikha is a word, there is no samasa and it is not an upasarjana. So, if it is not upasarjana, there will be tap and not nish. So, shikha iti udaharana. Svangam tridha. Now, he defines what is a svanga. So, this is again a karika from the Mahabhashya. Adravam murtivat svangam pranistham avikarajam atattham tatradashtancha. Tena chetat tathayutam. Mahabhashya. So he explains that there are three kinds of svanga. The first one is adravam murtimat svangam pranistham avikarajam. Svanga is something pranistha that is present in a prani. That is, it belongs to an animal. Animal, any jeevi. Prani. It is adrava. It is not liquid in form. Murtimat, it has tangible form. Murti, murti asya asti iti murtimat, that which has a tangible form. Avikarajam, and it is not produced due to some vikara. So what adravam iti vyakthane? Navidyate dravaha yasya tad adravam. So that this is not in a liquid form. Murtihi nama avayava sanyogaha asya asti iti murtimate. Avayava sanyoga samavayikaranam avayava sanyoga samavayikaranam dravyam iti avate. Pranini pranavati jantau vidyamanam pranistham avikaradam rogadi vikarajanyam chayat. Rogadi vikara ajanyam chayat tat prathamam svangam ityartha. So he clarifies this definition by giving counter example. Susveda dravatvat. There is sveda. Sveda is sweat. Okay? It is pranistha. It is murtimati. That you can see sweat in its tangible form. And it is not a vikarada. It is not due to roga or some other vikara. So, other conditions are there, but it is a drava. So, dravatvat svedasya svangatvam nasti. Sveda is not treated as svanga, and therefore, susveda, shobhanaha svedaha esyaha, iti vigrahe, nish na bhavati. So, nish vikalpa by the sutra svanga chopasarjana will not apply here. So, susveda iti, shobhanaha svedaha. Svedaha nama gharmajaha udaka prasravaha. The water oozing out because of heat. Gharmajaha udaka prasravaha isyaha iti vigraha. Svedasya shobhanatvam tu. So how do you say shobhanaha svedaha ityasya korthaha iti chete? Svedasya shobhanatvam tu durgandha bhavaha. It is not it does not have a bad odor. Tarthe shobhanatvam. Svedasya katham shobhanatvam. Durgandha bhava. So shobhanaha svedaha yasyaha iti vigrahe. Svedasya svangatva bhavate nish na bhavati. Sugyana. Shobhanam jnanam yasyasa. Now jnana is pranistha and it is not vikarata. Kintu murtimatvam nasti. It is not, it cannot be perceived in material form. Ataha jnanam svangam na. Since it is not svanga, the sutra will not apply and there is no nish. Sumukha shala. Shobhanam mukham yasyasa. Sumukha shala iti visheshyam dattam. So it is the front portion of the building, of the school which is being referred to. Apranitha. Since this mukha or the front portion is not in a prani, so it does not belong to an animal, it is not svanga. And therefore there is no nish. Sushopha. Vikaradattva. Shopha is tumor. Or what do you call, an inflammation which you get due to some vikara, some disease or something wrong in the body. Since it is produced due to vikara, it is not svanga. It is adrava. It is not drava. It is murtimat and it is pranistha. Kintu vikarajam ityataha tasya svangatvam nasti tatranish na bhavati. So, an example like, say mukham, chandraha eva mukham yasyasa. So, mukha is adrava, it is murtimata, pranistha and avikaraja. So, where all four conditions apply, we call it svanga. So, that is the first definition of svanga. Adravam, murtimat svangam, pranistham, avikarajam. So, the second case is atatstham tatradrishtam cha. Atatstham, which is currently not seen in the animal, but tatra drishtam, which is originally belonging to an animal. So, atatstham iti vyakhyane. Dvitiyam svanga lakshanam. Tachabdena prani paramrishyate. Tat ityanena prani. Atatstham, apranistham. So, which is currently not in the prani. Tatra nama pranini drishtam. Which was seen in a prani, that which was originally in the prani. Yat tadapi svangam ityarthaha. Udaharanam. Sukeshi, sukesha va rathya. Marga hasti. Sukeshi, shobhanaha, keshaha, yasyasa. So, where hair have fallen. Okay. So, sukeshi, sukesha va rathya iti tadartham eva dattam. A street, it is referring to a street where there are some keshas which are seen. Apranisthasya api, even though they are currently not in the prani, pranini drishtatvat, they belong to a prani which have fallen there. So therefore that is also treated as svanga. Sukeshi sukeshava rathya. Tena chetat tathayutam iti tritiyam svanga lakshanam. Tena chetat tathayutam iti tritiyam svanga lakshanam. Atra bhashe svangam apraninopi iti visheshaha puritaha. So here, even though it does not belong to a prani, tena ched iti yadyarthe yadi tena pranisthena tanadyanga kritika avayava visheshena tad aprani dravyam. So there is aprani, that which is not a prani, but it contains the organs similar to a prani. For example, which they take for this case is pratima. There is an idol. Okay. So, idol has all the parts, the face and hands and everything, just like a prani. But these hands do not belong to a prani. So, the first thing will not apply. Apranistha. It does not belong to a prani. It was never originally in a prani. So, the first two definitions do not apply. But, tena cheta tathayutam. So, just like the avayavas of a prani, there is an aprani dravya which contains the same or similar organs. So even that will be treated as svanga. Tena pranisthena tanadyanga kritika avayava visheshena tad aprani dravyam pratimadi tatha nama prani dravyavat yutam sambattham tena chet tat tatha yutam tat nama aprani dravyam तेन नाम प्राणिस्थ अवयव रूपेण तथा प्राणिद्रव्यवत् यदि युतम् सम्बद्धम् तदा तत् स्तनाद्याकृतिकम् अप्राणिनः अपि स्वांगम्। सो इवन दट इवन इफ इट इज नॉट अ प्राणी इट इज कंसीडर्ड एज स्वांग। सुस्तनी सुस्तना वा प्रतिमा। सो हियर इट इज रेफरिंग टू अ प्रतिमा प्राणिवत् प्राणि सदृशे स्थितत्वात्। सो जस्ट लाइक a prani, it is present in something which is similar or molded like that prani, in an idol. So, even there, it is treated as svanga and there is optional niche. So, svanga is of three kinds. The first and the main kind is adravam murtimat svangam pranistham avikaradam. Second is atastham tatra drishtam cha, which is originally in a prani, now found elsewhere. And the third does not belong to a prani, but is similar to it. It is in the similar form. So, tena cheta tatha itam. Iti trini tridha svanga lakshanam mahabhashye dattam. Okay. Any questions? Yes, Mr. Naji, you have a question? अस्वांग पूर्वपदाद्वा नो नो द अनुपसर्जना विल रेफर टू द कंप्लीट प्रातिपदिक हियर द से वेर यू आर सेइंग स्वांगाच उपसर्जनात् The upasarjana is the svanga. Okay, anupasarjana is here. The svanganta, that is the word which is ending in svanga, should not be an upasarjana. Anupasarjana will always be a visheshana to the pratipadikat. So if you look at the sutratha for svanga to upasarjana, wherever there is bahuvrihi also, asanyogopadham upasarjanam yat svangam tadantat adantat pratipadikat. So, the pratipadika ending in a svanga which is an upasarjana. Now, that pratipadika should be anupasarjana by anupasarjanatkara. So, anupasarjanat refers to the complete pratipadika of the samasa itself. Now, if this samasa, say, Sukeshi was a part of something else, I mean, you can have a samasa within a samasa. So, if you do a longer samasa containing this, and it happens to be an upasarjana and so on. So, if the entire pratipadika should be anupasarjana, within that, the svanga should be an upasarjana. So, even when you are saying bahuvrihi, that is the case. The pratipadika is anupasarjana. Even though the components are upasarjana, the samasa is anupasarjana. Because, I mean, it stands independent by itself. If this were a component of something else, then there is a question of upasarjana and anupasarjana. Where there is a bahupada samasa and so on. Any other questions? We'll stop here and we'll continue in the next class, next Monday. Enakshara samam nayam adhigamya maheshwara tatsam vyakaranam pro. Yes? Later. Okay. Yeah. Oh. Okay. What time will it be actually? What time is it now? Okay. Sure. Yeah. Enakshara samam nayam adhigamya maheshwara tatsam vyakaranam proktam tasmai paninaye namaha. त्रयम् नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तीश्वरि भाव्यस वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयम् विरच्यते।